Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yung mga bata yung intro natin, tapos yung topic natin today, hindi naman, hindi appropriate sa bata.
Pangalawa, hindi mo ba naisip na ano, pwede siyang child exploitation?
Ay, hindi po exploitation. Sila po yung may gusto mag-record nun. Kasi lagi nila akong nakikita nagre-record. Tapos gustong-gusto din nila naririnig yung voice nila.
Actually, cute yan, cute. Sila pala yung mag-air nung ad namin. Charot.
Uy, pwede.
Pwede, di ba?
Asian tayo, ano ba? Ano, what child exploitation? Oh. Charing. Joke lang. Anyway, hi guys. O, di ba? Ang aga namin mag-upload ngayon. O, kinayo nyo yun.
Andito kami ulit. At hindi na ako lasing.
Oo, at hindi na siya lasing. Ginanaan kaming mag-record kasi ang ganda ng bago naming ano eh, cover art sa podcast.
Oo, tsaka nasa Amazon Music na rin tayo. Kaya, yay!
Ay pa, sinong nakikinig sa Amazon Music? Hindi ko alam. Pero nandun din kami, just in case, di ba?
Anyway, eto, papakilala na kami just in case this is the first time you're listening to this podcast. Ako si Daryl.
And I'm Cash.
And this is...
Is This Thing On? The podcast.
Ah, diba? Kinaya nyo yun? Okay. So, wait lang. Wait lang ha. Check ko lang. Can you pause it for a sec? I need just a minute.
Hi, Pikbik. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, y'all.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm going to school today.
You're going to school today?
Yep.
Wow. I heard you recorded today.
You go outside.
Okay.
Say bye-bye to Ninong.
Bye-bye, Ninong.
Bye-bye. I miss you.
I broke the headphone.
Okay, should we start recording? Kasi ipupunta na lang school yung mga bata. And now, mauuna kasi pupunta sa school si Bikbik. A few days ago, tinuruan ko si Bikbik na number one, pag mayroong pumunta sa kanyang stranger, gusto siyang isama somewhere, tinuruan ko siya na sumigaw na pinakamalakas niyang sigaw.
Okay.
At pumunta sa teacher niya. Hindi siya sasama sa strangers. Tapos, tinuruan ko din sila ng kapatid niya na off-limits ang body parts nila, na bawal mag-touch kahit sino, kahit kami.
Mm-mm.
Pag mag-take a bath lang, pwedeng tulungan sila mag-take a bath. Pero other than that, no one should touch or see their private parts, their body parts.
Mm-mm.
So, tinuro ko yun sa kanilang dalawa. Ngayon, bago umalis yung mga bata, bago umalis si Bikbik at ihatid sa school, tinanong ko siya. Sabi ko, okay, what will you do if a stranger comes to you? Tapos, na-mix up niya ata yung dalawang tinuro ko. Tapos, na-twist niya. Tapos, ang sagot niya, touch my body parts!
Oh my God! Mare, ha? Ayusin mo.
Oh no! That's so dark! I tried!
Anyway.
So, ano na nga ba topic natin ngayon?
Strangers.
Strangers touching our body parts.
Oh my God, bakit ganun kasi?
Well, technically.
By definition. Shut up.
Our topic for today is about...
Stranger Things.
Stranger
Hindi.
Things.
Hindi. Gusto namin talakayin yung paghahanap ng pag-ibig.
Ba't ganyan ka magsalita? Ulitin mo nga. Topic namin for this episode ay dating. Actually, hindi ko pa nun fully gets ang concept ng dating. It was very weird for me. Kasi iba yung ano eh. iba yung concept ng dating sa Western world compared sa alam natin. Ikaw ba?
Ako parang, kasi ang turo sa amin sa social, sorry ma'am or sir kung mali man yung sasabihin ko. Pero yun nga, dating kasi ay pwedeng with friends, ganun, with a group of friends, pwede siyang with an intimate other person, a stranger, ganun. So medyo general. Basta yung social activity of like spending time with another person or persons. Medyo ganun yung dating. Pero mas nananarrow down nga natin yun.
Inanarrow down natin siya. Pag-ibig. But ganyan na naman ang boses mo.
In the virtual world.
In the virtual and also in the world. In the world.
In the world. In the...
dating per se. In a romantic point of view. Kumbaga.
Oo. Narinig ko kasi na sinabi mo kanina na parang iba yung konsepto ng dating from the West. Pero ewan ko, alam ko kasi yung pagkakaintindi natin ng dating ngayon ay iba dati.
Yes.
So, yun nga. Parang siguro pwede nating simulan doon kung paano yung naging pagtingin mo sa dating dati before we were reborn again.
Like what we were taught about dating, no, growing up. Kasi when I was a young girl, charing.
Ano ba yan?
Ba't ikaw lang pwedeng mag-ano dyan? Corny na here. Ang ina ka. When I was growing up, what I was taught about dating was nothing. Like the concept of dating.
Tangina mo ka. Podcast pa tayo.
No, seriously. I wasn't.
Okay.
Like yung concept kasi ng dating ay, in my mind ha, and also the way I understand it, is very different from courting. Parang nag-merge na lang siya ngayon. Diba?
Yeah.
Nag-merge na lang siya ngayon. Ngayong generation. Kasi, dating was within the bounds of courtship before, 'di ba? Like what I was taught is pag may manliligaw sa iyo, dapat seryoso, dapat yung talagang may intention na
pakasalan ka.
Parang ganoon, it should be serious.
Bawal siya mag-joke.
Ikaw din. Bawal ka na din mag-joke. From now on. From this point of the podcast, bawal ka na mag-joke.
Ito na nga. Ito na. Ano na kasi?
Ano na yun? Wala na tuloy yun na sa isip
nga.
Ko.
So, kailangan kasi seryoso, sabi mo.
Oo. Dapat seryoso siya na that person would want to...
Ituloy mo. Ito naman, that sabi person... ka, serious lang eh.
Teka lang kasi. Pwedeng
manligaw. Hindi ka seryoso.
Kaya bawal ka manligaw kasi lagi ka nagbibiro. Yung mga jokes ko si Daryl, sobrang wali, pero slow burn. Alam mo yun?
The more I told you yung high tier it. Talaga. High tier humor.
High tier ang puti. Ayun. Kaya diba nung pagbata ka pa, madalas mong maririnig sa mga matatanda noon ay, sus ka, bata-bata mo pa, boyfriend, girlfriend ka na. Hindi ka pa naman, bakit handa ka na ba mag-asawa? Laging ganun yung sinasabi nila, di ba? Kasi before, may notion na pag nag-boyfriend or girlfriend ka, handa ka na magpakasal. Kasi ganun naman yun noon, di ba?
Ganun nga. Like, bawal ka pang makipag-date habang nag-aaral ka. Baka kasi dati, parang pag may manliligaw, usually, because of patriarchy and misogyny and asshole men, it ends up na, quote-unquote, na didisgrasya yung mga taon. Magkakaroon ng pamilya.
Oh my God. Baka nga, no?
Baka kaya ganun. Eh ngayon kasi, meron na tayong technology to like get around that shit.
Also, hindi, kasi noon, di ba? Like, during the olden times. Olden
times? Old. Tanda mo, Mari.
Hindi. Nung panahon ng mga parents natin, di ba? Pagka nag-relationship ka na, talagang ang goal nun ay yun na yung relationship mo until you get married. And that was the ideal pa nga, di ba? That was the ideal na kung sino yung boyfriend or girlfriend mo, siya na yung dadalhin mo sa simbahan at kayo ang magpapakasal. Before, that was the ideal thing that was taught to me at least. And I'm pretty sure madami sa mga millennials ay narinig din ito from their parents, mas lalo na traditional lang parents niyo or society actually. Ikaw ba, like, ikaw as a man, as a boy, okay, let's say that. When you were a boy, what were you taught about dating? Kasi I'm pretty sure may pinagkaiba yung tinuturo sa iyo at sa akin. Kasi babae ako eh.
Ay, oo. Siyempre, ano, may misogyny sa bahay at may andun pa rin yung patriarchal conservative values. Pero ang turo sa akin naman ng mga magulang ko, to add to what you have described earlier, is ang end goal talaga is marriage. So parang it's either you don't date. No, actually, you have to date eventually because it's like God's command for you to like marry and make children. Ganyan. Pero if you can't,
tinuro yun sa'yo.
Oo. Ang method talaga ng dating and courtship ay ang end goal na i-marriage. So tulad ng sabi mo na kung hindi ka pa handang magpakasal, bakit ka makikipag-date? Like, you don't mess with other people's hearts. Pero, alam mo naman, yung mga magulang ko, may mga ex. So, parang, king ina, bakit? Pinakasalan niyo ba yung mga yun?
Diba? Gusto ko yung sinabi mo, yung pinoint out mo na, yung tinuro sa'yo na you don't mess with other people's hearts. Also, yung guard your heart. Guard your heart.
May ganon, guard diba? Your heart. What does that even mean, Char?
Yeah, that was thought. Kasi parang, ang pag-present ng dating for leisure was damaging daw. That was what I remember na it takes away a chip of you every time you experience a heartbreak. Also, not being loyal to the one that God has intended for you to marry. So, you should not date around. You should not be having relationships that are not serious. I was taught, sobrang twisted nun. I was taught na it is damaging you and it is, yun nga, it's sobrang, wait, medyo ngayon lang nagsinking. Ngayon ko lang natandaan yun. Parang it's keeping yourself pure para pag nahanap mo na yung will ni Lord para sa iyo na pakasalan mo eh hindi ka impure. That was so twisted. Yes.
Yun nga. Actually tinuro din 'yan sa akin. Tinuro din yung parang when you date someone and then you break up, it's like parang it takes a part of your heart daw that when you marry the person, hindi ka na whole, broken ka na, parang ganun.
Mm-mm.
And I kind of believe that kasi
me too.
Yeah, when I started dating, when I got out of, you know, that brainwashing phase of my life, and when I went to actual dating, tas na broken heart ako, parang I was never the same again sa mga bago kong dinate.
I can feel that this conversation had have a very different turn than what we have outlined.
I know. So, pasensya na po.
No, kasi
mukhang matatagalan tayo sa topic na po, Char.
Alam mo yung term na true love waits?
Uh-oh.
There was a whole campaign. It was a movement that was started within evangelical Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And they were teaching young people all over the world. This started in the States and it also, of course, went to the Philippines because, you know, missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those young people who were taught that true love waits. And para kasi siyang camp. In that camp, we were taught that basically it was a very big, what is that term? Abstinence. They were just teaching abstinence. And kasama na kasi doon yung dating eh.
Mm-hmm.
So parang tinuturo nila na the best way that you can keep yourself pure and abstain from, you know, premarital sex is for you to not date at all until you are ready. And when you are ready is when you are ready to marry na. Kasi that way you will keep yourself from temptation, right? So it's the whole abstinence culture, purity culture is actually what we call it, that gave me a very twisted perspective on what relationships are and what they should be. But yeah, I have so much to say on that.
Sabi ko sa'yo, isang podcast topic to.
I know. I know. But yeah, that is actually a very separate topic from what we want to talk about now.
Sabi ni Kesh kanina. Sabi ko, ano ba yan? Baka pwede naman nating tanggalin na lang yung unang point ng outline. Kasi parang isang topic. Shit, hindi, pa happy hour lang. Oh, ano ngayon? Ano ngayon? I think that can be saved for
a whole different episode,
a whole different podcast. So be prepared.
There's so much.
So
yeah,
dark.
There is so much to unpack with that, actually.
I know.
But what we really want to talk about is our experiences in dating. Sorry. Nag-digress ako ng malala.
Sabi ko sa'yo, kailangan natin ng therapist eh. Podcasting therapy is not good enough.
Yeah. Sobrang related kasi noon. Kasi I was thinking about what I was taught about dating. Tapos diba ang sagot ko ay wala. Kasi yun, yun yung backstory. Pero shoota, oo, that's a whole different episode. Anyway, okay, moving forward. So, what were your experiences in dating? I want to ask you about like your very first experience in dating, or when we say dating, that's like relationships, right? Do you recall your very first?
Oh my god, yeah. Yung very first person na na-date ko and got into a relationship with was during, I don't know, elementary, high school. Tapos naging kabahe ko siya nung college.
You slut! Talaga? Oh, yeah. I remember her.
Do you remember? Yeah, okay.
Yes,
so
I remember
this was
her.
A girl. Yeah, she was a girl that studied with me in elementary. Ganyan. Tapos,
shout out na natin siya. Hi!
Hi!
Name drop ka ba? Hi, Kayla.
Bakit hindi siya nakikin? We miss you.
Okay,
we love
so how
you.
Was it? How was it?
Wala. Parang ang naalala ko nun ay, syempre, dahil sinabi na natin kanina na because you have to be a serious person. So, yung motives ko were really serious. The intentions were serious.
When you were elementary.
Ganyan. Yeah, like,
you already thought that you were serious.
Yes, because we've heard stories of how best friends and children friends, when they grow up, they eventually marry. Does that sound familiar, Kesh? But yeah, right? Parang...
Fuck you!
Ano ko ngayon? Oh, boomerang sa'yo.
Okay.
Nagsa-storytell yung tao. Charat.
Mm. Sige na.
Ano? Oh, pero malinis. Very pure yung intentions na. I did not even know how humans reproduce, but all I knew was like, I wanted to love this person. Ganyan. Oh, di ba? Walang sexual attraction, ganun. Tapos, edi syempre, as petty little children, oh, nanging kami. Oh, ano?
Sorry na.
Tignan mo kung gano'n kami ka-deranged ngayon. Yeah. But, oh, yan yung pinaka-una
ko. So that was
ko.
Your first puppy love relationship.
Bakit puppy love?
Puppy love naman kasi ang tawag nila pag nasa stage ka na, like, ano bang alam mo nung elementary ka ng ina?
Bakit puppy love?
Ewan ko, puppy love.
Kasi pag matanda ka, dog love.
Dog style na.
Kitty love. I will mark this podcast explicit.
Okay. Ano yung... umurong tayo onte, yung medyo may malay-malay ka na. Yung may sense ka na ng mundo.
Ano, siguro, college na lang, college timeline yun. Kasi yung parang peak of when I felt like I was a rabbit and I had to, if you get what I mean. Pero...
No, I don't get what you mean. What do you mean?
No. Okay, but anyways, siguro, nadala ko yun hanggang college. Yung... I would want to eventually settle with the people I date or be in a relationship with. Ganyan. Just so happened na, I think a lot of people know, like my schoolmates, Nona, like, syempre, hindi lang more than one, two relationships yung nadaanan ko nung college. Pero, on the side, like, when I'm off a relationship, I really maximize the power of online dating.
Online dating.
For two types of purposes. One is to be a rabbit.
No, you have to be specific. What do you mean to be
one
a rabbit?
One is for, like, wait, it's 8 a.m. It's 9 a.m. Ano yung tawag? Help me with the words.
What? I don't even know. Okay, off the record. What were you trying to say?
Reproduction, procreation.
Bitch, you can't procreate, your gay.
Sexually. No, that's
for
reproduce.
Sexual purposes.
Anong tawag do? Hindi ba procreate? Reproduction.
But you were
there's
dating
a term for
Christ.
It.
Fornication.
Bala na. Okay na.
Oh, why would you say for reproduction? Eh, you were dating men.
Hindi nga reproduction. Sabi ko procreation.
Hindi procreation yun din ng reproduction?
Ayan din ba yun? Hindi.
Oo.
Kaya? Ano yung recreation?
Tungi. Recreation? Post-production.
Ayaw ko sa'yo. Oh, basta ganun.
Okay.
The second was
okay.
For...
Rephrase. Oh.
Sama mo na lang yun. Basta yun yung first. Yung second ay to be in the hopes of finding that serious person also for me.
Mm.
But, you know, we all know it doesn't work that way very easily.
So, parang ano siya, when you were on dating apps, it was like, if I find that person, I find that person. If I don't, that's fine.
Yeah. Meron din akong face na parang ang goal ko talaga every time I open it is to find that person. Hindi yung parang, if I don't, ganun. Like, it has to be that serious. At parang, I think it's even more effortful, if there's a word. There's such a
really?
Word.
How?
Because you'll have to, like, engage with 5-3 people at a time and check on their intentions, check for red flags, engage with small talk, get to know them, ganyan. Kung one at a time, parang inefficient.
Actually, so parang, no, baka mauubos yung panahon mo, tas yun pala, wala.
Oo. O kaya baka siya na kasi yung next. Alam mo yung prinsipyo ng collect, and then select, ganun. So parang, ganun siya. Diba? Kaya yung Tinder, swipe right. You don't just like, swipe right and then settle on that person. If it doesn't work, go to the homepage and then swipe again. So you just swipe.
And yeah. So far, what were the red flags for you when you were in an ongoing conversation with those who interacted with you?
Feel ko ang dami. Sa dami na.
Give us a few.
Yeah. So parang sa on the top of my mind, ang naisip ko ay isa sa mga cringe-worthy red flags ay nag-I love you sila on the first day or on the second day.
Pag third day, hindi na.
Siguro within like a considerable number of weeks or days.
So you mean to say when they say I love you too soon?
Yeah, when they I love you too soon. Feeling ko it's not meant or it's just the spur of the moment. I see it as a red flag. Lalo na yung when people ask for money from you.
Na-experience mo na yun? May humingi ng pera sa'yo?
Oo. At feeling ko lahat ng mga nag-online dating, feeling ko makaka-relate.
Talaga? Ano daw? Pang ano daw? Paano nila hiningi? I'm curious. Give me the story.
Makikipag-engage sila with small talk to the point na very invested ka emotionally. And then like a crisis comes in. To ask you for money. Oh, diba? It has happened to me, siguro, multiple times.
Oh my
pero,
God.
Yeah, it does. Believe it or not, it does. And then, syempre, nung college ako, parang, siguro kung may pera ako, baka nabudol na ako. Isa na ako sa mga nabubudol. Kasi mamimigay talaga ako. Kasi, yun nga, pag, they will get to a point na emotionally invested ka talaga. Except that, ang plot twist ay, broke tayo nung college. So, wala ka mabibigay.
Wala ka din mabigay.
Buti na lang. Oo, ganyan.
Pag wala ka mabigay, do they still continue to talk with you or do they stop there?
They would, pero usually, nauunahan ako ng pagka-turn off. So, andun yung tinatawag natin nga.
Ghosting.
Oo, pero in a more non-ghosting way. So, parang you chat with... Oh my God, tinuro ko to sa isa sa mga kaibigan natin. call me unethical or what? I don't find it unethical though. Na parang ghosting siya, pero dapat dahan-dahan mo siyang i-ghost. Yung hindi mo na lang, hindi mo siya iiwan sa ere.
Iiwan mo siya sa airport.
Iiwan mo?
Akala niya, sasama siya sa aeroplano, pala hanggang airport lang siya. Well, to be fair, hindi mo ka naman sa iiwan sa ere.
Ano mo?
Wala akong ambag sa conversation na to eh. So, the joke na lang ako. Okay.
Hindi mo, so, ano pa no? Ganun, you want... Takina mo. Tinatuloy ang mga pag-isip. Hindi mo nga iiwan sa ere. Pero, ayun nga, parang makikipag-engage ka. Makikipag-engage ka pa din. Pero you're showing signs na you're not interested anymore. So, imbes na umagat hanggang gabi kayo nag-chat-chat, nami-minimize siya ng nami-minimize hanggang sa hindi niya na chinachat yung isa't isa, minsan-minsan na lang.
You let it die a natural death.
Correct. And eventually, like, what I appreciate about that gesture is they get the message. Most of the time, they do get the message na, okay, this person's not interested anymore. So, like, move on tayo sa next person. Ganon.
The signal was weak on my end. I didn't get the message before. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I was one persistent bitch.
Yeah,
no, I'm gonna
yeah,
edit that
are
out,
also
of course. Like me.
There are others.
Keep fighting, guys.
Ako sa'yo, bolo ko dyan. Bolo ko dyan.
I'm gonna edit that shit out, of course.
Ano pa? Siguro, isa's mga red flags yung ano, they always talk about their ex.
Oh.
Tapos naiingit ka na lang na, ay, sana ako yung ex. Ganyan. Pero I grew up to realize that it's a red flag.
Wala ka na bang ibang red flags? Pangatlo.
Siguro pag online dating, ayaw nilang, nag-withhold sila ng information such as, for example, their pictures, ganyan. So, like, yung kausap mo, kachat mo lang, tapos iisa lang yung profile picture mo. Tapos, ni-reverse search mo sa Google. Hindi ko pa kasi alam yung reverse image search. Oo, wala pa kasi yung ganun.
Ay, you mean catfishing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one. That one also. Believe it or not, I got into a very serious long-term relationship with a person who catfished me.
Really? You have? Yeah. I did not
hindi
know
ko
that.
Sasabihin. Yeah, I know you didn't know that.
Can you tell me the story?
Siguro, ano, hindi ko papangalanan. Because this person was a good person. Pero,
holy shit, come on! You withheld this story from me?
I know.
Your best
imagine
friend
being
and co-host?
Like, I know.
Okay, sige. Yeah. Let's withhold the personal information, of course. Pero tell me about this story.
Of course. Like, if you are in the LGBT community and, you know, in the midst of a patriarchal, homophobic society, karamihan ng mga profiles na nami-meet mo online are disguised, if not discreetly hidden. Ganyan. So you really have to get into the discussion bago mo... You know, you really have to engage first before getting their actual picture. So yung mga pagpo-post ng mga pictures to hide their identities are mostly not their pictures. Ganyan. Kasi nga nagtatago, diba? Ikaw ba naman... maging online and then hindi ka pala out, diba? So maraming ganun. Eventually, meron ako na-meet na isa that had a very poggy profile picture. And then, nagka-chat kami, ganyan-ganyan. Super invested ako emotionally. Ganyan. Tumagal naman yung online dating scene hanggang sa parang we wanted to try to be exclusive, ganyan. As in, super dahan-dahan siya. Hanggang sa, nung ni-reveal niya na yung mukha niya sa akin, ibang-iba mare. Pero, because I did not know that that was a red flag before, I realized na yung person na nakausap ko, siya pa din naman tong person na to. So,
You continued it.
So, I like put a blind eye on that red flag and then went into that serious relationship with him. Siyempre, I didn't think I had to share it with you guys kasi parang it was a happy relationship. It was. We ended it happily. It was one of the long relationships. Kasi kilala mo to. But anyways, ayun.
Okay, if there was a red flag, I guess yun yung nag-iisang red flag niya. Pero yeah, that was a red flag
siya, I mean, in general. Pero nung, when that happened to me, I had no regrets. And I think that was the most lucky kasi hindi ako naloko or what.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough for the morning tea.
Napaisip tuloy ako kasi parang, oo nga, no? Gets ko yung sinasabi mo na some people, they don't intend naman to... How do you... Ang hirap mag-ano. Isa siya sa mga... Yung ganon ay nasa gray area. Hindi siya completely black and white.
Lahat naman eh. Actually, lahat ng red flags na sinabi ko kanina, hindi naman porque may nag-I love you sa'yo the second day, eh, ghost mo na, di ba?
Oo.
You just become aware. You become aware of your boundaries, of your motives, of your expectations. But that doesn't mean that they're entirely bad people.
Oo.
Malay mo, sincere talaga sila na mahal ka nila. Oh, diba?
Oo naman.
Oo naman.
Siguro red flags are, there are certain red flags that will be like, yung talagang fixed red flags na like kahit saang angulo mo tingnan, bad thing siya. Meron din
para
namang...
Marami kasi mga default red flags. Oo, like that, what are your non-negotiables?
Siguro turn offs yung iba. I think what you were saying about the yung I love you agad-agad, yung nag-I love you too soon ay hindi siya necessarily red flag sa iba. So I would call that a turn off rather than a red flag.
Ako, it's a red flag.
For you, it's a red flag. Okay, sige. He stands
pero,
by what he
subjective
says.
Subjective naman. Yeah.
Subjective subjective
naman
siya.
Kasi
so,
siya.
We call it a turn off. Kasi some might be okay or even elated with the fact that somebody's already in love with them right away, right? Because for some people, love comes easily or, you know, they just fall in love right away. Some people are like that.
And that would apply the same with... No, with other red flags. Like if a person asks you for money up front, some people would happily give it.
Yeah, oh, I guess. It depends on their economic status, yes. Pero, diba? Yeah. Siguro, red flags are, a spectrum. Meron yung nandun sa pinakadulo. Meron yung mga medyo nasa gitna, pwede siyang negotiable, I guess. No, I don't know.
Ano ba dapat sa'yo yung, eto, very specific question, ano ba dapat sa'yo yung red flag / turn off na para sa'yo, it's a non-negotiable to the point na you would say it on a podcast and ask men or women not to do it to you. I'll give you an example. Sa akin ay, alam mo yung unsolicited dick pics.
Ah, of course, yeah.
Yung, hi, I'm Daryl. Tapos biglang ang reply sa'yo. Ano ba yan? Like, pwede naman akong mag-corn. Corn hub. Diba? Ano to? Gusto ko nga makipag-usap.
Alam mo, never pa ako nasenda ng dick pic.
What?
Na unsolicited. Oo. Kasi...
So yung iba sinasolicit mo?
Lahat solicited.
Pengi po. Can I, spag-afam, may I solicit some of your...
Dick pics. Ay,
totoo nga. Hindi nga, totoo nga.
Pero, No, yeah, I never. Kasi, saglit lang ako sa dating world, sa dating phase. Kasi, like I mentioned earlier, yung turo sa akin, at yung paniniwala ko for a very long time, a very long period of my adolescent years, until nadala ko siya until 20. 20 kasi 20 ako kinasal eh. was when you're out looking for a relationship, it should be the relationship that you are going to be settling with. Like, you date to marry. That's how it was for me before.
How did that turn out?
Terrible. I will explain in a few minutes on why it was terrible. Okay, let's not jump into conclusions. But, so, with that being said, saglit lang ako nag-look around. Saglit lang ako na-expose sa online dating. I haven't even experienced dating apps kasi hindi pa ako wala pa akong smartphone noon bilang. At hindi pa uso noon yung nung 19 ako, 1920.
Yeah, hindi pa nga college eh.
Oo, hindi pa uso yung dating apps noon dito. Also, yun nga, wala rin ako smartphone.
Tsaka highly stigmatized siya. Ewan ko for you. Pero for me, stigmatized yun.
So, I never really got to try dating apps. What I did try though was Omegle. I don't know how you pronounce it.
It's not a dating app. That's a dating app, right?
It's not a dating app. It's just a video chat site where you can chat to random strangers. And if you want to bring the conversation outside, you can exchange information if you want. If not, that's fine too.
Okay.
So that's the only thing I was able to try before. And that's where I met my husband nga. So since I was also a very insecure person noon, I wasn't really fond of... No. Because I was a very insecure person, I had this notion in my head na pag may dumating at nagpakita ng interest, I should be grateful for it and I shouldn't be picky.
What?
So I didn't have any red flags before na. Siguro that was my personal red flag. I didn't have any red flags. Like, I wasn't very cautious. Kasi I didn't know. My husband, when we got into a relationship, I've mentioned this in the previous episodes that we have, he was my first boyfriend. So I never really got the experience or had the experience outside of that of having a relationship. I didn't date. Ngayon, when I already got married, dun ko na na-realize yung mga downside on just, you know, not being able to date around or not being able to get into relationships or try relationships with other people. Hence why I said it turned out terrible for me. Kasi I realized na when I was already married na ang dami ko palang hindi alam tungkol sa sarili ko. Na gusto ko at ayaw ko. Gusto ko sa relationship, ayaw ko to sa relationship. And what other way that you can learn about yourself and about people that you want to be with is by going into relationships with people. Kasi I was taught over and over again when I was young na pag yan na, settle na. Pag nakipag-break ka, that's a bad thing. You're a whore. You shouldn't
Aren't
be dating
you?
Around. You should stick to one person and that's it. Pero, ang downfall kasi dun ay, alam mo yun, kung yun lang yung mindset mo na, okay, itong tao na to. Paano kung hindi talaga nag-work, di ba? Paano kung yung gusto mo at gusto niya ay iba? Paano mo i-consolidate yun, di ba?
Tulad ng, pwede ba nating i-concretize to a very personal concrete experience?
I have learned eventually that I am not a very clingy person. I am not a very affectionate person. In a sense, hindi mo sa affectionate na, kasi affection can be showed in many different forms, right?
Correct.
Meron yung showy, na maalaga, na malambing. Hindi ako yon. I learned na hindi ako ganun. Kailangan ko natutunan yan. Nung kasal na kami. Kasi kung ganun ka, dapat you should be like that. Like, it should be natural, right? Hindi siya dapat pilit. Ayun. dahil nga yung boyfriend ko noon, we were just still starting out. He was my boyfriend, first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought was dapat ganito. Parang ganon. Like I changed myself to fit into the girlfriend type of person. I didn't know na you're not supposed to change yourself when you're going into a relationship. You should be yourself and go into that relationship and find if you are compatible, find if they like that version of you or not even that version of you. They like you. They like the real you and not just some kind of version that you made up so that you would fit into the quote-unquote the ideal girlfriend type. So akala na nagtataka yung asawa ko nung mag-asawa na kami na bakit parang akala niya nagbago ako na bakit hindi ka na malambing, bakit dati ganito ka naman, ganyan ka naman, ngayon ganito ka na, ngayon ganyan ka na. And I told him na, actually, ito ako. yung pinakita ko sa'yo, best foot forward ko yun.
Niscam mo lang.
Hindi naman sa iniscam ko siya. Kasi, yun nga ang akala kong dapat ang isang babae. And I specify babae kasi may stereotype na pag girlfriend ka, girlfriend material ka. Eh, dapat ganito ka, dapat ganyan ka. So, ayun, hindi ko alam na dapat pala, yun nga, hindi ko alam din kung ano yung gusto ko. Yun, isa pa yun. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko alam kung anong gusto ko. Mm-hmm. Diba? So, may mga traits yung partner ko. Na ano ko na, kasi siya, clingy siya. Mm-hmm. Sweet siya. Affectionate siya. Ako, ayoko ng ganun. Di man sa ayoko, pero parang, hindi ko kasi alam kung paano ibabalik. Kasi alam kung hihingin din siya sa akin. So, I'm like, So, yun nga, lugi kaming dalawa. Kasi, hindi niya nakukuha sa akin. Nung ito yung first years to ha, nung first years. Ngayon, syempre, nag-usap na kami, okay na, naiintindihan na namin ang isa't isa.
Mm-hmm.
So, naging struggle siya na, ayun, we had to go through a very long process of learning about ourselves and the other person to fully understand who that person is, who the person I married is, and who I am too. I've learned so many things about myself that I didn't even realize until I was already married. Like, I also found out that I was bisexual when I was already married and I had a kid. Like, di man sa find out. That's when I acknowledged the truth that I was bisexual and attracted to women. Pero voila, that ship has long gone kasi I'm already married. So, that's another part of me I will never get to explore. And right now, that's fine. Pero, diba, daming naging what-ifs tuloy na lumabas dahil hindi ko na-experience na kilalanin ang sarili ko. So, what I think is very important, yan yung isa sa mga very important things on dating. And that's what I tell my younger brother din. My younger brothers na, it's okay if you want to date, just enjoy it, just make sure that you have good intentions. But if it doesn't work out, that's fine, it's okay. It doesn't have to be the one that you actually want to marry. If you want to, that's fine too, right? But you also have to consider na, you are still growing, you are still changing, you're still learning about yourself. And the picture might change in a few months, in a few years. So sometimes you're in a relationship with with one person and you intend the best for each other. But after a few years, nag-change yung picture, nag-change kung anong gusto mo para sa sarili mo. And that picture is no longer the same with that person. And that's okay. That's okay.
Alam mo ang takeaway ko dyan? Never marry.
Yeah.
And I think that, siguro, I would marry for the sake of spiting the system na if ever legal akong mag-marry, I would do it for spite. But for the intention to, like, get locked with a person forever, I wouldn't. Because, like, we grow, we evolve every day.
Yeah.
And if things don't work out, then there should be a healthy exit, a healthy legal exit. And the safest way to do that right now is, like, to literally not marry each other. I mean, like, kung secured naman kayo sa isa't isa forever.
Diba?
That's why there should be
divorce, yeah.
Yes.
Kasi
if things don't work out, we should acknowledge that wala, it's a part of the human experience. It's a part of being human.
Yeah.
To be able to get out of something that doesn't work, diba? Yeah. And then look for another person.
Kasi it's much more painful to, you know, stay in a relationship that is no longer working. Mas magulo yun. And that ends up to someone cheating or...
Yeah, it's,
you know,
the same thing, eh.
One they partner or both of them becoming resentful of each other.
Yeah.
And it becomes a toxic relationship eventually.
Diba?
So...
Or even worse, like, nagpapatayan yung iba. Like,
oh my goodness.
Literal.
Yes.
Diba?
I know.
A lot of women get abused in the households because of this freaking social institution of marriage. So parang, if I were to be an influencer and like convince people to do something, the action point
it would be that.
Don't marry.
But some people are lucky enough to find that person.
I know.
That, you know, they are lucky to find each other that would want to stay married and be happy. And that's great.
And that doesn't mean, disclaimer lang ha. Yeah, disclaimer lang ha. Like, for my friends who chose to marry, I am very happy for you. You all know that. And I think you also know my stance. My stance. Yan. Ever since, kahit nung college naman, sinasabi ko na yun, na marriage is.
Dati hindi ko pa gets yung ano na yun, yung ganong way of thinking na bakit hindi magme-marry. Hindi ko gets. Pero ngayon gets ko na. Ngayong married na ako, gets ko na. Kasi marriage is something that's not supposed to be a cage where
you lock another person.
One or both are trapped into something that they can never get out of when they wish to. It's not like that. If somebody wants to get out, you know, to end it, dapat yun na yun.
Yeah, because like the relationship will be like non-consensual anymore. Diba?
Pero sad kasi, like, kahit nga sabihin natin may divorce na, it's still gonna stay that kind of belief na marriages never end. Alam mo yun? Kahit saan naman kasi sa mundo na, kahit may divorce, may stigma pa rin against, mostly against divorced women.
Insecure tayong mga tao eh. Hindi nga tayo magiging in favor of divorce kung hindi natin ginusto in our lives to get out of something na hindi natin gusto na, diba? Like, if it's legal to, like, leave your companies as an employee, if it's legal to opt out of a social contract, it should apply then sa marriage. Anyways, yun lang, 2 cents.
Paano ba tayo napunta sa marriage?
Pinag-usapan
natin dating.
Ako sa'yo. Gusto kasi mag-fast forward, charet. Pero, siguro, ano, kung meron ako natutunan sa pagde-date, na nabanggit mo rin kanina yon na there is nothing wrong with online dating. Dati kasi nung college ako, sobrang stigmatized nito eh. Like, oh, talaga, you met him online? Not much of a romantic story of meeting each other. Ganon. So, syempre, mahihiya ka na sabihin, ah, yeah, I met him on Tinder or on Grindr or wherever. It does not, it's not wrong to go and date. It's not wrong to try to find love or sex online. Like, it's okay. As long as it's consensual, as long as the intention is not to, like, fool other people to get to your own interests, it's, like, it's okay. And it's also okay to opt out. Like, we should live in a society where saying no can be that comfortable that we don't have to ghost people. Diba? Na parang, para sa akin hanggang ngayon, parang ang hirap, diba, humindi. Na parang, ay, medyo ayoko na pala. So, i-ghost mo na lang. Parang we should live in a society that it's okay to opt in and to opt out and, you know.
To end things.
Yeah. Ayun lang. Siguro one of the many, yung top of my head key takeaways ko on my dating life. Pero yeah. Ikaw ba? Since you've mentioned na very short lang yung dating period kasi you went straight to marriage, what did you learn from that very short period of time?
Siguro, I would say it in a form na if I could talk to my younger self. If I could talk to my younger self and go back in time and tell her the things that she should know, it's okay to not have a boyfriend, to not have a partner.
Yeah.
Because my sense of self-worth was very tied to finding someone to love me or to like me because I didn't like myself.
Yeah.
So if I could go back, it would start there. What I would say would start there. It's okay to not find anyone at all. it's okay to find happiness in your friends, in your family, in yourself, most importantly. And once you've got those things figured out, you found happiness with yourself, yeah, the pieces would fall into place. Because now that you know what you want, now that you know what you deserve, you are most likely to end up with someone who loves you even more or will give you what you deserve. You would know what to ask for, and you know what to give, what you can give, what you can offer into the relationship that would be helpful for your growth and for that other person's growth. Your goal when going into a relationship is supposed to be, it should be your growth and that other person's growth. And if you grow out of, you know, if you grow bigger than the relationship and your goals eventually change because you have both grown and evolved, that's okay. You thank each other and part ways.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's what I would teach my younger self or tell my younger self. Because nobody really told me that. Others would just say, mahanap mo din yan. Ganon.
Uh-oh. Nobody tells a shit.
Yeah. Nobody really told me na, you know what? It's okay. You are lovable and you do not need a partner to feel worthy of love.
Yeah.
You are worthy of love and you are enough on your own. Siguro if I started there, things would have had a very, very different turnout.
Yeah.
But of course, because we cannot turn back time, we cannot go back in time, I share this to other people who might be listening. I always, when I get the chance to talk to younger ones who are experiencing what I experienced before, I always tell them the things that I wish I knew when I was in their place. That you are fine. You are worthy of love and you do not need another person to prove that.
Yeah.
You just need to find that within yourself. And sometimes it's so hard. Self-love is so, so hard. I am not saying you should not be going into relationships if you don't love yourself. I'm not saying that. That's an entirely different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, since it's an entirely different conversation, I'm gonna end that now. But yeah, yun yung takeaway ko sa lahat ng nangyari sa akin. Yeah.
Ang deep nun. I dami ko natutunan from those statements alone. And I fully agree. If I were like to talk to my younger self, I wish I've heard those statements instead of the sayings na you become whole when you find another person, blah blah blah. I wish I've heard like a different set of statements. But yeah, as you said, can't turn back time, no regrets.
Yeah.
Ito nga yung podcast na to, because like we're trying to talk about how we navigate through.
By the way, we would like to plug something that we just we watched. We have already watched this before, but we
watched it
again like the last weekend. Daniel's Loss on Netflix, guys.
Oh yeah.
If you guys have Netflix, watch Daniel Sloss. That's S-L-O-S-S. on Netflix, he has 2 episodes. He's actually a stand-up comedian, but he has very, very wise insights on these things. The second episode is called Jigsaw. That's a very... Actually, both of the episodes are great, but the second one talks particularly about relationships. It's smart comedy. I love it. And it makes you really think. And if you guys can check that out, if you want more.
It's a very
stuff.
Awesome show. You should watch that.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Para naman di kayo malungkot. Puro horror. Char. Anyways. Ang dami natin gusto pag-usapan, pero... Ito na muna for now.
Yeah, let's put that in the parking lot.
So, we're ending this topic now, pero baka meron kasing mga tao na gusto mag-suggest or gusto pang ituloy yung mga ganitong topics. Let us know because we will do that for you. We do anything for clout. Charet. such as plugging in our social media accounts. So please follow us because we're like attention horse like that. Follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. Lalagay na lang namin sa show notes yung aming social media handles. Yun lang. Actually, yun lang, guys. Yun lang ba?
Yes, yun lang. Iniisip okay. ko kasi.
Ay, ayun pala. Ayun. Na-mention na namin kanina, we're now also streaming on Amazon Music. So, ayun. Baka lang.
Yeah. Baka lang may nakikinig sa Amazon baka Music. Lang. Wala pa akong kilala, pero if you do, check us, check us out there. But yeah, this has been a very great episode. Thank you so much for sharing your stories, Daryl. Oh, wow, guest.
Oh, wow, guest. Taray mo, ah. Oh, thank you din sa'yo.
Anyway, so yeah, again, this is Cash. Ay, hindi. Ikaw pala mag-ano. Ako na lang mag-introduce. Sabihin ka. Again, my name is Daryl.
And I'm Cash.
And this is... Isa pang and this is... And this is... Wait. 1, 2... Okay. 1, 2, 3.
And this is... Is this thing on?
The podcast. Oh, diba?
Hi, my name is Kurt.
And my name is Patek.
And you listen to... Is this thing on?
The podcast. Please follow
and subscribe. Bye.
Goodbye.